Blog Talk Radio.
Dear God, I pray that you open my heart and fill it with love. You want to ignore it, but you can't. You want to call it something else, but every time you get that gnawing feeling, that empty feeling in the pit of your stomach, you know. You know your behavior has gotten you into trouble again. You've been repeating your patterns, telling your stories, doing your thing. You've been acting desperate, acting needy. You've been giving more than you had to give, settling for less than you needed or wanted, and now you feel alone, angry, stuck and afraid, guilty and ashamed. It doesn't have to be that way. You just want to be loved. That's what we all want. To be loved, totally and unconditionally. We want to be valued and honored, held and heard, understood and respected, no matter what we've done, where we've been, or how we've gotten to where we are right now. We all just want to be loved. Our souls long to be joined, one soul to another soul, for the sake of love. The voice of love is calling out to you. It's whispering gently into your heart, reminding you, I'm here for you. I love you just as you are. Everything you need, want, desire is right here. Love recognizes the jewel that you are right now. Love wants to hold you, comfort you, lift you right now. And you know what? You don't have to work to get love. Now, it's time to work on you. It's time to work on your heart, your mind, your behavior, your false notions about love that have caused the hurt, the pain, the confusion that you blame love for. And while you're working, love will not leave you. Love will not dishonor you. Love will not take anything from you. Love will fill you. Love will protect you. Love reminds you that the voice of God is whispering to you from within yourself. God wants you to know that He loves you because God is love. In the meantime, tell love where you hurt. Tell love why you hurt. Tell love how you got hurt, and love will heal you. Love is speaking to you, calling to you. Is it time to listen? Is it time to recognize love's voice? How will you know? Oh, you will not. Because the sheep always know the voice of the shepherd, and the shepherd knows how to take care of the sheep. Love is there for you, caring for you, listening to you, wanting you to receive its gift. Just open your heart and God will love you, because He always has.
Energy, you're on the air with Morning Inspirations and Candid Conversations. We got a little late start today, but we're going to continue with the remainder of the show. And, you know, things happen. So we're just going to just take it as we go along. The time that we have left, we'll just continue. What I decided to do was just continue the conversation from last week's discussion, keeping your dream alive. That is a very, very broad statement. I really wanted to do that show in regards to, you know, encouraging a fellow author. But I want to kind of continue that conversation because there are so many people who allow others to bring them down, and they don't know how to get back up sometimes. And, you know, they have a lot of dreams and a lot of goals, and sometimes it takes just one stumbling block to get in your way for a person. Sometimes you become discouraged. And just what I wanted to do today is just, you know, offer a word of encouragement to people that are really going through life circumstances. We all go through them. We all experience things that we don't necessarily want to experience. But it is a part of life. It was one part in my poem that I've written that that we must experience. We are going to experience good versus evil because of some of the things that because of the actions of men in the beginning. We won't really get into that, but that piece that I wrote last week, a piece of divine composition. That the reality of its life being redirected and exposed to the awful pains of two sides, good versus evil. Since the path of all mankind has been redirected, we must be subjected to embracing truth, and that is, to know good, we must confront the bad. To know what is to be happy, we must dance with the partner of the sad. To know strength, we must borrow the garment of the weak. To understand the true rewards of possessing riches, we must bathe in the humility of the poor. To know the beauty of peace and walk in its sanity, we must sing with the chorus of the despondent. And that particular, you know, just that little part in the poem that I had written that's in my new collection, God's Inner Peace, notice that in those lines that all of the circumstances are temporary. So this is kind of the point that I want to make for those that are just really going through this life, that your circumstances are temporary. To know good, you must confront the bad. Basically, you know, in that particular line there, to know good, we must confront the bad. That means that we're going to experience, you know, bad circumstances, bad situations in our lives. But even to know what it is to be good, if you can really understand what I'm trying to convey to you, that those circumstances, you know, in your life, come to make you stronger. You may not be able to at this point to see the light of the path of your path, but know that it's a temporary situation. And if you have dreams and goals, there are a couple of things that you just need to, you know, just redirect your thought process. When you have dreams and goals, notice the key word, you. When a person is given a vision, that means that it's special to you. It's divinely put into you. And when a vision is given to you, something that you so desire to do in your life, it's exclusive to yourself. But yes, of course, somebody may, you know, come up with that same idea. But the way the vision was given is always exclusive to the person that it originated from. And I just wanted to kind of encourage people to kind of keep your own dreams alive, whatever it takes. Sometimes people, the dreams become invisible to their own eyes because they lack the resources or lack money. There are so many resources that you could tap into. The internet has given us such a powerful tool to get things started. Sometimes you just have to want. Let's say, for instance, if you wanted to start your own radio show. Now, here I am. I've never been a radio host before, but Blog Talk Radio has afforded me the opportunity to have my own radio show. Yes, there's a little small payment for that, but it's something very simple. You know, I didn't have to have thousands of dollars to get started. This is something that some of the things that I mean, what I mean is you have to keep your own dream alive. I have so many things that I wish to do, so many dreams and so many goals, but sometimes you have to go another route in order to fulfill your true vision. And what I mean by that is that if you desire to be a radio host, well, there you go. Blog Talk Radio has provided that via the internet. And some people, granted, they feel like it's just online and it's not really getting it's not really, you know, mainstream or anything like that. But I beg to differ. There are so many people. This whole platform here make it available for others to be able to hear your radio shows in the archive. And do you know how many millions of people who are searching the wide world web every single day? And, you know, I even get people that message me that say that they listen to the show in the archives, and we're just starting off, and, you know, people are really beginning to appreciate some of the things that I'm bringing to the show or trying to bring to the show. So, but this is an avenue. Sometimes you just got to look a little bit beyond the box and kind of see the whole picture of your vision. By doing that, you open up your horizons. You're able to see in a broader span, a broader scope, I should say, of the possibilities for fulfilling your dreams by any means necessary. I mean, legally, of course, but this portal has given me an opportunity to do other things, open up other doors for another, you know, bring exposure to other authors, other poets, and that's one of the main reasons why I did it, is to help other authors and poets to be able to come and be not afraid of being you know, public with their words and their work, and just giving them sharing their voices, having a portal to share their voice to the world. And this is a great opportunity to do that. So in saying that, there's a strength that you have, even if it's just the dimmest light. You have to find that light to keep your own dreams alive. When I keep saying key, your dreams, no one else's dreams. There will be times when you will not have not a person that will support you in your dreams. But it's a strength, just like the Bible says, just have a grain of a mustard seed of faith, you know, in God. It's wow. You know how small a grain of a mustard seed is? And that same thing applies to your regular life, that if you just have just a little small ounce of faith, you can go a long way. No matter what anybody else says about your intentions, your missions, even if you have a couple of setbacks every person. Donald Trump is one of the richest men in the wealthiest men in the room. But even he has setbacks. You know, if you understand anything a little bit about his story about him attaining wealth, he started off with doing, you know, grants and things of that nature, which someday we'll be talking about grant writing and things of that nature in other shows during the week. But he had bouts with filing bankruptcy. One of the wealthiest men in the world. That means he started over and got a clean slate, but he kept going. And he still is one of the wealthiest men in the world. So you will have setbacks. Mr. Hershey's with Hershey Chocolate, you know, part of his story is that he discovered the combination of peanuts and chocolate by somebody giving him some peanuts, and, you know, he was eating some chocolate, and, you know, he kind of put them both together in his mouth, and voila, you have Hershey's chocolate. You know, it's a little bit more to the story, but it's just a phenomenal thing that is keeping your dream alive. Know that you will have failures. You will have obstacles. You will have disappointments. But the brighter side of it all, the silver lining in it all, the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow is that to know good, we must confront the bad. To know what it is to be happy, we must dance with the partner of the sad. To understand the true rewards of possessing riches, we must bathe in the humility of the poor. And this, you know, this is a poem that I wrote, and that's just a part of it, but it bears so much truth in that we ourselves, we are responsible. We are in control of our lives. We are in control of fulfilling our dreams and our goals. Only if we put in the strength, the efforts, the time, you know, that's the only time that we are able to, you know, fulfill our own dreams, is if we put in the time, the effort, and really are willing to take the good with the bad and, you know, to establish ourselves in our dreams. One of the things that can kind of get you focused on keeping your own dream alive, write it down. Write down everything that you wish to do. You know, if you want to start a restaurant business, sit down and actually write. First, come up with the name of your business. If you already have a name, then come up, you know, what it is that you want to offer to the public that's unique to the food industry. If you want to become a publisher, write down what it is that you want to be, you know, or bring to the industry of publishing in a unique way. You know, you have to write down your own plan that you can visually see. You may be a visual person and not realize that you need to visually see what it is that you wish to do. But that's one of the ways of keeping your dream alive. Always, if you write it down, you can always go back to your written notes and gain that focus and that energy and that motivation to say, this is what I want to do, this is what I have to do. And you never know. There are so many people. I know that a lot of people don't think that there are people that walk the face of the earth that wouldn't help you, but I beg to differ. In my lifetime, I've had so many strangers that have been a blessing to me. Sometimes all you have to do is share your vision and your dreams with another person, and it could be a stranger sometimes. You know, you got to be careful of that sometimes, because sometimes people can take your ideas, but I don't think that when something is shared with the right person and you indirectly, you know, share some information, I'm saying this because it has happened to me before. I've indirectly was just having a casual conversation with a person and kind of shared with them things that I wanted to do from my heart, not knowing that all the while I was talking to a person that was going to help me fulfill my dreams. And it's truly amazing. It's such a blessing to come across people like that. You just never know when a person knows that you're sincere and that you have your own plan, your own focus. The only thing you're lacking is financial resources. You just will be surprised as to who will help you, who God will send to be a blessing to your life, your mission. And, you know, so this is why I wanted to encourage and kind of keep this message going across the waves, the airwaves, keeping your dreams alive by any means necessary. Start by writing your vision down. Start by sharing it with people that will support you, you know, just even just give you just moral support. And just wait and continue to work toward a strategy to help your dreams, you know, become a reality. And you never know, once you get started on the preliminaries, then God can send you somebody that can just put the cherry on the top. And this is what I just wanted to encourage you today to do, is keep your dreams alive. Don't let naysayers bring you into a state of honesty and begin to second-guess yourself. If you have the will and the tenacity to work at your dreams and go for it, then do so. There will always be people, even if you revere a lot of people that you share your dreams with, even you have high regards for them, it doesn't mean that just because they have a certain status in their life that they will always be right. No one is always right, especially with regards to your own dreams. It had to come from somewhere. The initial motivation had to come from, be inspired from somewhere. And so it's your responsibility as an individual, as a human being, to put your own plan into action and know there will be some bumpy roads along the way, but I promise you that the pain is smoothed out as you go along, as you understand what it is that you're trying to accomplish in your life. You know, nothing that comes easy really gives you a lesson in life. It's the bumpy roads that give you the lesson in life. You know from those circumstances and those situations that you have to take a detour in the directions or revamp your strategies. It causes you to go back into a mode of recreation and redoing to do things to perfection. Whereas if everything comes easy, you'll just keep sailing very smoothly and not giving regard at the confrontations that may come up ahead. You won't be prepared. So it's just like the problems that or circumstances that we are faced with prepares us for things that may come up ahead and causes us to be able to get past those things because we were expecting to go through those things and we knew exactly what the strategy what we were going to use to get through those things. So I'm just wanting to encourage you to keep your own dreams alive. Don't even feel discouraged about people saying, "Well, I thought you said you were going to do this or get a book out this month or that month." It doesn't matter. Don't let those things weigh heavy on your spirit, because the important thing is that you get them out. Don't get discouraged about somebody saying, "I thought you said you was going to start your restaurant in 2011, you know, January 2011 or December 2010. Don't worry about those things. You will have setbacks and people you will begin to see all those who really have faith in you as a person and in your dream. You'll see right away it's not very many. And just because you don't make a deadline doesn't mean that it's not meant to be or it's not supposed to happen. All it means that it's a new strategy that you have to use, and whatever the circumstance it is that caused you not to, you know, meet your deadline, then we address those and move forward from there. But don't allow your dreams to be stripped away from you because of the words of a person who probably didn't believe in your vision in the first place. Things will always happen. Things are not always going to happen the way you always say it's going to happen. But know this, that it doesn't mean that it's not supposed to happen. It just means that everything has a time and a season, and it may just not be the season. So keep those things in mind. I just wanted to encourage, that was kind of on my heart. I was going to go with another thing, but it's something that, you know, keeps pulling at my heart to encourage people, encourage the listeners out there to keep your own dreams alive. You know, just like I said, last week I was talking about a fellow author who just felt like they did not want to continue to write because they were getting so much negative feedback from people that surround them, that say that they love them or supposed to love them, family and friends. And it's very unfortunate because people will a negative energy into your world if you allow it. And it becomes discouragement because your main thought is that I thought these people loved me and these should be the main people supporting me. And that's not going to always be the case. It's going to be people who may not walk with you or talk with you on a daily basis, but it's somebody out there that can see your vision and support you in it, even if it's just by, you know, saying that, you know, go forth in your dreams, realize your reality. And as soon as we, you know, come to that understanding of knowing that it's not always going to be the people that we suspect to that's going to support us, but it's going to be those people who God will send in their way. And just keep that in mind. You just never know who's watching, who's listening. I have a lot of things that I want to do. It requires financial resources. But, like I said, it's been in my lifetime, I've had so many people, so many strangers that have come to me to help me. I remember I was the president of a real estate organization. And, you know, I was the youngest president ever appointed in the position of a real estate organization on my local level. I really didn't know how I was going to make my journey as a president because one of the requirements is that we had a scheduled monthly program, and we had to solicit you know, financial support from, you know, people. We had to you know, get people to sponsor us. And I could just share with you briefly a story that I was doing a speaking engagement, and I was, you know, was speaking to a gentleman that was next to me. I didn't know who he was, but I told him that I was nervous. I was nervous in my, you know, before I had gotten up to speak. And he just simply said to me, you know, you're going to be fine. And I got up there and began to speak, and it seemed like all the nerves, and, you know, it was there for a minute, and then all of a sudden they left. And then before I knew it, my speech was over, and I began to sit back down. I came back to sit back down back to the gentleman. He told me that once you begin your programs, that he would support me financially in any of the programs. That's all I had to do was call and say the word. This speech was prior to me taking office. And come to find out, he was a branch manager of Fifth Third Bank. He had just heard me spoke. I didn't know who he was at first, but he made good on that promise. When I began my tour as the president and I had to find funds for my some of my programs, to sponsor some of my programs, all I had to do was go through the process of you know, putting a formal letter from the organization in, and he made sure that I was financially supported. It was just tremendously a blessing because I did not know that this man was, you know, from Fifth Third Bank and, you know, had a little clout and a little power here. And but that made my journey as a president of this organization a lot smoother, and I was very encouraged because this person here, he was a stranger to me, and all I told him that I was a little nervous about, you know, I was telling him about me taking on this office in the future, and I was here to do a speaking engagement, and he made a promise to me that came actually a year later, and but the point is he kept his promise. He remembered me because we had a conversation. And you never know. The point is that I want to make is that you never know who you're speaking to, you're talking to. You never know who's listening to you. You never know who can see promise and greatness in you. And so he saw something in me, even though I felt like I was nervous in speaking, he saw something in me that knew that he wanted to, whatever that I was doing, he wanted to support me. And I had forgotten all about it. I had forgotten all about it, but a year later, I was able to go to him, and he made good on that promise. He remembered me. He remembered our conversation, and in fact, that he was one of the people that gave me a standing ovation during and after my speech. So that I just wanted to share that story really very quickly for you, with you. So keep your dreams alive. You know, never know who's watching, who's paying attention to you, who will support you. So I just encourage you to do all that you have to do, that you can do with the computer online resources, with library resources. You know, do all you can do that doesn't require a lot of funding. Just plug at your dreams every day, whatever you're trying to focus on, and you'll begin to see people will start coming out of the woodwork wanting to help you, and you just got to use your wisdom and knowledge to decipher who those people really should be that should, you know, walk with you and help you realize your vision. You have been listening to Poetic Energy on Morning Inspiration and Candid Conversations. And I promise you, we will be on time next week, but I'm glad I had the opportunity just to speak with you today. God bless you.
Thou art exalted. Father.